Every time you search for flights, hotels, or insurance online, you're doing something absurd. You're visiting dozens of websites, entering the same information repeatedly, comparing prices manually, and hoping you haven't missed a better deal. Meanwhile, these companies already know who you are. They've been tracking your every click, building profiles, and trying to guess what you want. Here's the revolutionary question. What if you could simply announce, "I need a flight from Boston to Seattle next Tuesday, willing to pay $300," and watch airlines compete to win your business? This isn't science fiction. It's the core vision of a movement that's quietly reshaping how we think about markets, privacy, and power. For decades, we've accepted that companies hunt customers. But what happens when customers become the hunters? Companies waste over $500 billion annually on advertising, essentially sophisticated guesswork. They track you across hundreds of websites, install cookies, purchase your data, and build elaborate profiles trying to predict your next purchase. One data broker boasted about tracking 200 million internet users, claiming, "We never don't know anything about someone." Yet despite the surveillance, even the best-placed online ads get clicked less than 1% of the time. The fundamental problem? We've built an entire economy on attention rather than intention. Companies spend billions capturing your attention and guessing at your needs when they could simply ask. Television shows now contain 30% advertising, the maximum humans will tolerate before switching off. Younger viewers are abandoning traditional TV entirely, and those with DVRs skip 85% of commercials. What's particularly absurd is that this guesswork persists even when customers are actively shopping. When you're searching for specific products and comparing options, your intention couldn't be clearer. Yet companies still rely on tracking your past behavior rather than simply listening to what you're telling them right now. Every website wants to own you. Managing separate personal and professional accounts means constantly logging in and out, using different browsers, or simply giving up. We each maintain hundreds of identities across the web, each with its own username, password, and purchase history. Meanwhile, each company maintains just one system facing all customers. This client-server relationship might better be called calf-cow. Servers feed clients while maintaining complete control. Google can change its 55-page terms of service anytime, and your only choice is accept or abandon the service. Even convenient solutions like Facebook Connect create new problems. It's easier than creating another account, but it positions Facebook as your online identity and shares your activities whether you want it or not. The deeper issue, your natural identity, who you actually are, gets no respect online. Every website brands you as its own customer, confined within its system, unable to carry your preferences, history, or intentions anywhere else. The business world has forgotten a fundamental truth. Genuinely free customers are more valuable than captive ones. When switching providers is easy, companies must earn your business rather than trap you through friction. Vendor relationship management, VRM tools, flip the script. You store and control your own data, express buying intentions directly, set your own engagement terms, and maintain independence while engaging productively with vendors. Instead of every company maintaining separate profiles about you, you'd maintain one comprehensive profile and share relevant portions as needed. The efficiency gains would be enormous. Vendors could respond to actual demand rather than estimates, eliminating waste on unwanted products and ineffective marketing. You'd stop entering the same information repeatedly. Consider frequent flyer programs. Airlines reduce you to a mileage status within their proprietary system, locking your data away from competitors. If you controlled that information, you could share your preferences with any airline, letting them compete based on who best serves your actual needs. Cities never die, but companies do. Physicist Jeffrey West reveals why. Cities become more efficient as they grow, needing less energy per capita. Companies face the opposite, eventually requiring so much energy to maintain their size that they collapse unless they divide. Cities are networks, providing increasing returns, higher wages, more creative people, more innovation per capita. Most importantly, cities are collections of customers with full agency to choose, move, and transact freely. The internet has given all connected civilization the benefits of living in a city, making it humanity's largest city. Yet most companies treat this vast digital city like a collection of dairy farms, with customers as captive calves rather than free agents. Thriving companies will embrace the city model over the factory model. They'll recognize that customers bring more to markets than fits into any CRM system. They'll design for substitutability rather than lock-in, for genuine relationships rather than one-sided extraction. Trader Joe's doesn't advertise, track you online, or send targeted emails, yet they generate $1,750 in sales per square foot, double that of Whole Foods, with $8 billion in annual revenue. Their secret? They act as a purchasing agent for the customer rather than trying to manipulate behavior. They respect that each customer is a distinct individual with unique knowledge and intentions that can't be duplicated by big data. This respect recognizes that markets are conversations between equals, not megaphones pointed at passive targets. The word consumer originally meant one who squanders, evolving to mean gullets with wallets and eyeballs. But customers are individuals requiring genuine engagement, not demographic categories to be targeted. The best vendor relationships resemble a dance where both parties lead and follow. Sometimes vendors introduce products customers didn't know they needed. Sometimes customers express intentions and let vendors compete to fulfill them. Both parties bring value, learn, and benefit, unlike companies that brag about owning the customer or become hooked on discounting. These approaches confuse financial engineering with actual value creation. The internet is a worldwide city and commons, a marketplace whose value grows with each connection. Yet surveillance capitalism has colonized this space, turning your attention into product and undermining your agency. Transformation won't come from companies voluntarily surrendering control. It will come from customers demanding better tools. Organizations like Customer Commons are creating standard terms of engagement you can assert, just as Creative Commons did for creators. VRM tools will let you manage vendor relationships on your terms. What's needed is a consciousness shift, from consumer to be targeted to customer with intentions worth expressing, from accepting one-sided terms of service to asserting your own, from allowing data extraction to controlling your information, from being hunted to making companies compete for your clearly stated business. The industrial age obsession with capturing attention arose when reaching people was expensive. Today, we connect easily and express intentions personally. The attention economy will persist, but the intention economy will grow. That's where the money and genuine relationships are. Free customers in free markets aren't utopian fantasy. They're the logical evolution of a networked world. The question isn't whether this transformation will happen, but whether you'll help build it. Your intentions matter. It's time the marketplace reflected that truth.